CHIP 101.9 caught up with the people in charge of the MRC's flagship AgriSaver project for an update on where the initiative is headed. AgriSaver's goal is to help local agricultural producers process and market their products via three pillars: the abattoir in Shawville, a retail space that will be housed at the abattoir building, and a commercial kitchen on the other side of Shawville. Project manager Maurice Valliere-Murray explained that they were aiming to open the kitchen in mid-July and discussed a workshop that they had there last week, giving potential users an overview of the equipment available as well as the permits they might require to sell their wares.
Yeah, last week, so it was a workshop more to talk about the permits. So what permit you need if you want to sell to grocery stores or if you want to direct market your products. So there are two types of permits there. If you want to come for a more personal purpose at the kitchen, you won't need those permits. Like it's not for sale. You don't sell the food, so at that point you don't need it. So the person who came for the workshop was able to explain the difference between the permits, and also we did a tour of the equipment, so I explain and give example of what products you can do with each equipment that could be interesting to develop as product there.
She added that the kitchen has a wide variety of commercial-grade equipment, including a blast freezer and a smoker, adding that when the kitchen is operational, there will be an online schedule with rates of roughly $30 an hour.
So there will be an online platform, so you'll be able to rent your spot there. So for the kitchen, we want to be an hourly renting, but for hours minimum, $30 an hour. And yeah, you will probably have to do also a deposit. So with this platform, we will take an amount from your credit card. And this will serve if the cleaning is not done properly at the end of your renting. So we'll use part of this this deposit to pay for the cleaning and everything. So that's a good way for people to, okay, I will clean properly at that time. Also, the smoker and the freeze dryer will be on separate lease. Well, it's going to be all on the same platform, but it's different elements because for that you mostly need like 18 to 24 hours. So there will be 24 hours rental at that for those two equipment.
Kyle Kidder, president of the Abattoir Cooperative and a beef producer from La Pêche, explained that the abattoir component of the project was coming along as well, as they were working on their lease agreement and prepping the building for reopening. He said that they had their permits in place and had put in their request for an inspector during their slaughter days, but were still waiting on some equipment to be delivered.
Yeah, we've just been trying to make up our lease agreement. That's quite in-depth in a lot of ways, just to make sure that we're fulfilling the needs of both sides of the MRC as well as the cooperative. Also preparing the building itself, getting it ready to start up and make sure it's going to conform to codes and standards, as well as in that as well would be, maintaining the equipment or fixing or repairing the equipment or changing equipment that needs to be addressed as part of that as well.
You can find all of our previous reporting on the AgriSaver project on our website, frequencynews.ca. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.